長い間いなかったりとか、いても上の階で泣いてたりとかして、あんまりここにいなかったんですけど。
So, for a really long time, I couldn't come and worship with you guys. And even when I did come, I just went upstairs and I cried by myself.
でもそういう中でも、この水場の友達が、まあその泣いてる私を見て、まあ今は声をかける時じゃないからって言って見守ってくれたりとか、
But there were some brothers and sisters here who really acted like my family, and they might have talked to me or maybe not, but they just were supporting me in that time.
その話しかけはしないけど祈ってくれるとか、
maybe they didn't say anything, but I knew they were praying for me.
あと自分の辛かった時の記憶を私と共有してくれて励ましてくれたりとか、
or they shared with me about some other sadnesses in their own lives and they prayed with me.
で本当に。まあ、そのここに来て泣いてても、
Even when I came here and I prayed, I cried.
泣ける場所があってよかったなって。
But I felt at time when I felt like, well, it's good. It's good that I have a place where I can cry.
Amen. でも私の夫もすごい。すごい小さい時期に流産してしまったので、もうなんか赤ちゃんできたって言われて、で僕にはまだそんな自覚が全くないっていう間に今度は死んだって言われて、本当に夫も大変だったと思うんですけど、
my husband must have also been struggling and suffering, but actually I miscarried when the baby was really really small, so it was hard maybe for him to understand.
でまあ、よくわからないタイミングで急に怒り出したりとか、感情の波も激しかったので、夫が本当にそれに付き合って耐えてくれたのは本当に感謝しています。
So, during that time, suddenly I would get really, really angry, or suddenly I would get really, really sad, but that whole time, DJ, my husband, was just there for me, and he was just supporting me, stayed with me.
それで、まあ、そのすごい辛かった時は、この悲しいのはいつ終わるのかは、まあ、わからないなとはずっと思ってて、
So I was really, I was so sad, and I thought, when is this sadness gonna end?
で、まあ、今も悲しいといえば悲しいんですけど、でも一つずっとわかってたことは、その神様はすべてのことを本当に終わりには益としてくださる方だっていうことを、まあ、
So even now I still feel the sadness of the loss of that baby, but I know that that God will turn everything around and He will use for good even the most painful things.
だからそれは、そのすごい辛かった時は、なんかそれが実感としてわかるとかではなかったんですけど。
So when I was really, really sad, I wasn't, even maybe I knew that in my head, I didn't really know that in my heart.
そう、でも本当にそのことを事実だってこう思ってすがるしかなかったので。
But I was holding on to that truth. That's all I could do, is hold on to the truth that God would use all the things for my good.
でもその希望が、神様からの希望があったから耐えられたなと本当に思います。
And it's because that I could hold on to that hope that is found in Christ alone that I could make it through that dark time.
なので本当にその神様が与えてくださる希望と、そして本当に神様が与えてくださる大切な家族と友人と本当に支えられて、また新しい命を授かっていることに嬉しく思っていますし、感謝しています。
So I just really praise God and I'm so happy that He gave me a new life inside of me, and He also has given me a family and friends that can walk alongside of me and support me. So I just really want to honor and praise God for that. Amen. That's all. Okay, so now we're going to have Renee, and she's going to talk in English. So,
important that we share our testimonies.
What
God's doing in our life.
What
He's teaching us.
Because
we need to encourage each other.
We
need to see God working in each other's lives. So sometimes it's a little testimony.
You
wouldn't believe what happened yesterday. Sometimes we have really big stories that we get to share over and over. And one of the big stories that God gave me, I actually feel like I have two big stories. Rumiko, one of them is about miscarriages, so I'd love to talk to you
sometime.
And another one of our, my big stories is about the tornado that happened to our family. So many things I could share. And it would have gotten really long. But just pray that God, that I share the right thing. When we left Japan in 2007, we moved to Arkansas. And this was our home.
2007年に日本を離れてアーカンソー州に私は行った時、この家に行きました。
It's what we call a mobile home. And when we bought it, it didn't have what we call things that tie it to the ground. And one of the conditions that we made when we bought it was that they would do that work. They would put these huge cement pylons in and tie the mobile home to the ground.
地面にしっかりと投げるような、つくような、そういう土台をつけることを条件で私たちはこれを購入しました。
I'm really a cheap person. I don't like to spend money.
節約するんで、もうあまりお金は使いたくないんですけども。
It costs about $3,000.
これだけで30万ぐらいかかったので。
So, thinking about why I did that, because I never think anything bad is going to happen to me.
30万かかったんですけど、なぜそれを将来このことで投資するのは自分でもなんでこうしたかと思うんですけども。
But that $3,000 saved our life. This picture was taken 1 week before the tornado. I loved our house.
It
was in the country, it was beautiful. Kids could run and play all over the place. And I was just standing on our porch, really thankful for our home. Looking at that rainbow. My big kids were teenagers. There were 11 other kids in our home
that night.
This was an every Friday thing. The Friday that the tornado came, there were no kids. That was a miracle. Never happened. That night, we knew there were tornadoes in the area. We didn't have television, so we were listening to the radio. And we hadn't heard anything to alarm us. I was sitting in chair taking an algebra test actually online.
そうですね。その時にアルジェブラの数学のテストをオンラインでしてね、そのために一生懸命勉強してました。
And my older daughter was out with friends.
で、長女はですね、友達と出かけていて家にはいなくて。
Actually at a friend's house watching the news.
その時にその彼女はですね、ニュースをその友達の家で見ていたということです。
What 17-year-old watches the news on Friday night?
金曜日の夜に17歳の子供がですね、ニュースを見てたってちょっとね、
another miracle.
ね、それ自身も奇跡なことですけれども。
Because she heard them say our street.
その時にですね、彼女はニュースでこの自分の住んでる住所の町に客が来るということを聞いた。
She called me on the phone.
で、その時にもう電話しなくちゃいけないと思って。
My phone was beside me on the chair.
そして私の電話は私のすぐ横にあって。
That was another miracle.
それも奇跡的なことですけども。
Sometimes I went days without looking at my phone back then.
もう今ね、私は全然どこに電話があるかわからないような生活を普段はしていますから。
And she said, Mom, are you okay?
お母さん平気って電話
が。I said, Yes. Why?
どうしたの？何なの？
Well, they just said our street on the news.
今ね、でニュースで私たちのところに竜巻が来るってあったよ。
I was like, Okay.
それで？
And so we quickly got the kids and we said, okay, let's get in the hallway. We moved our dining room table into the hallway and we got under it.
そしてその廊下にですね、食卓のテーブルを置いてその下に潜り込みました。
Nathan was 3 months old.
Nathan はまだ3ヶ月ですよ。
3
ヶ月の時に。
And Luke was 15, and he was looking out the dining room window.
Luke という長男がですね、外にで食堂から外を見てるんですね。
Luke, get under the table.
I want to see.
You will not have time to get under the table. For once, my 15-year-old listened to me.
Another miracle.
Within a few seconds of him getting under the table, we heard a sound.
そして彼が入ってきたもう数秒後にすごい音がしました。
Never heard a sound like it.
こんな音は人生に聞いたことないような音でした。
Trees snapping.
もう木がボキボキ折れてる音なんですね。
And we just like huddled together.
みんなですね、テーブルの下でですね、もう抱き合って。
We heard a really loud sound.
もう本当に大きな衝撃音があって。
Was our roof coming off?
それはですね、自分たちの家の屋根が吹き飛ぶことです。
The lights went out and the windows broke.
もうとにかく電気もなくなって、窓も壊れて、そういうもう想像できないような状況。
And we lifted.
そして私たちの家が私たちの体中ごと空中に浮いたんですね。
マーク yelled, Dear God, we're gonna die.
マークは神様、私たち死んじゃうってマークが叫んだんですね。
And we slammed that
down. その時に、その祈った瞬間に家がパトーンと上から落ちてきました。下に落ちました。
At that time, we didn't realize it.
その時は状況はよくわかりませんでした。
But the table had been sucked out and into another room.
でもですね、テーブルはですね、空気を吸い上げられて他のところに飛んでいきました。
We were still sitting there.
で、私たちは廊下にみんなで座ってるだけでした。
Still holding my 3 month old baby.
自分にはもう3ヶ月の赤ちゃんを一生懸命抱いて、そこに床に座ってる自分がいました。
Jordan's shirt was caught between the wall and the floor.
ジョーダン
です
ね、背中は T シャツって服はですね、床に巻き込まれてしまってしまいましたけど、体は平気でした。
Nikki had a picture frame that had had glass in it around her neck.
自分の額縁がバタッてやって、その額縁が首輪になったんですね。
She wasn't hurt.
でもそれでも怪我をしてませんでした。
And we stood up, and my first thought, honest, my first thought was incredible.
Gratitude.
I knew that my house was destroyed. There's no roof.
もう見た上には天井がないんですから、自分の家は完全に壊れたことが分かりました。
And I didn't care.
でももうその時は関係なかったですね、家なんて。
In that moment, I knew what was important.
その時、その瞬間、何が重要か私は分かりました。
That gives me Jesus.
You know, take
this whole world and give me Jesus.
他のものをやらなくても、本当にイエス様、あなただけ欲しいですということを思いました。
Was real.
本当にそれは私の現実でした。
I had Mark's phone and we escaped out of the house and went.To wait in our van.
私たちはマークの手紙、携帯があったので、車にすぐに行きました。
And he went to see if anybody else on our street.
そして車でですね、周りの人たちはどうかというふうに見に行きました。
So with Mark's phone on, so was Mark's Facebook. I wrote as we waited.
マークの携帯に私はこのように書きました。
Vandrup House destroyed by tornado.
バンドロッケの家は壊れてしまったけれども、
でも
素晴らしい神様は私たち一人一人を救ってくださった。
Waiting for help.
助けが必要です。
Pray for us.
祈ってください。
We, friends came and got us, and we spent the night at friends. It was dark. We didn't see anything.
友達が来てくださって、私たちを引き取ってくださって、でも周りは真っ暗だったので、何がなのかは分かりませんでした。
I had the kids, and Mark went out the next morning when it was light.
で、子供がいて、私は子供を見回って、マークさんが翌日家の方に行って、家の様子を見に行きました。
And this is the picture he sent me.
これがですね、その時の写真なんですね。
Crazy.
Like... ちょっと言いようがないよね。
If you see that white wall about halfway through,
白い壁見えますか?
We were just on the other side. あの壁の裏側
に私たちは隠れていたんです。
This is where that board is stuck in the wall.
あの見えます横になっている壁のところあの下に私たちは行きながら行っています
。And we were just to the other side. That chair, that stuff, that's where I was sitting taking my algebra test.
テーブルを私あそこで私はテストを受けてたんですねインターネットで。
That where the roof fell in is where Luke was standing looking out the window.
あそこの窓を通してルークさんはあの外を見せたんですね。
So, but.We were in a safe place.
でも私たちは神様によって素晴らしいところに守られました。ここが私たちの隠れ家とか避難所だったんです。
That place right there.
ここに私たちは。
All that stuff on the floor came from the kitchen.
すべてのものは台所から。いろんなところから、そういう台所のものがその中にこの空間に。
And this insulation from the ceiling and the walls.
そしてあれ粉みたいのは、断熱材ですね。あの壁からの断熱材があそこに必要せられていたんですね。
But our real safe place was.
でも私にとって本当に安全な場所というのは
in our God.
神様なんですね。Amen. 神様は私たちの避難所です。
Psalm 91.
詩の91編です。
Because you have made the Lord your refuge and the Most High your dwelling place, there shall no evil befall you, nor any plague or calamity come near your tent. For he will give his angels charge over you.To accompany and defend and preserve you in all your ways. They shall bear you up in their hands, lest you dash your foot against the stone. And then I skipped a few verses and said, it said, He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. I will satisfy him and show him my salvation.
Amen.
90編、9節からお願いします。あなたは主を避けどころとし、意図高く神を宿るところとした。あなたには災難も降りかかることがなく、天幕には疫病も生まれることがない。主はあなたのために御使いを任命して、あなたの道のどこにおいても守らせてくださる。彼らはあなたをその手に乗せて運び、足が石に当たらないようにする。あなたとは獅子と毒蛇を踏みちり、死の子として大地を踏んでいく。彼は私を慕う者だから、彼を災いから逃らさせよう。私の名を知る者だから、彼を高く上げよう。彼が私を呼び求めるとき、彼に答え。苦難の襲う時に彼と共にいて助け、彼に命を与えよう。生涯彼を道に照らせ、私の救いを彼に見せよう。
Just a couple little stories of God's faithfulness in the after.
それから神様の素晴らしさについてお話しますけれども。
I think, right the next day, I think I shared this with.Everyone on Facebook blew up. Like everyone's sharing what happened to us and wanting to know about us. Like
Facebook ですね。いろんな友達に状況を説明するときにこのように私は書きました。
Our house is gone, but we are safe.
家はなくなったけど私たちは安全です。
Miracle after miracle.
奇跡の奇跡がずっと続いています。
Not a scratch on a single kid's head.
もう誰の子供もみんな頭に傷がありません。
And I had a minor injury, but it was not a big deal. I didn't even know it until later. Our church took an offering for us. Our car was also destroyed. We lost our house and our car. Their offering and our insurance on our other car. We were able to buy a new car that held our whole family of eight, which we hadn't had. We had to take two cars everywhere because there were eight of us. First time we could all go together in the same car. When they brought me the check, it was the first time I'd cried. It was like 5 days after. It was the first time I'd cried. A few minutes after that cry, I looked down at my hand. And I noticed that I hadn't been wearing my wedding ring. When the tornado hit.
どういうか分かんないですけど、竜巻の時に私の指輪がなくなって。
And I said, oh my goodness, I just realized I didn't have my wedding rings on, and my second cry is not a happy cry.
ですから、泣いたのは結婚指輪、まあ、そうじゃなくなったの。ですから、これ喜びじゃなくても悲しみの大切な指輪になりました。悲しみの指輪、泣き。
Really, stuff didn't matter, but for some reason,The wedding rings did.
他のものはいいと思っても、その結婚指輪はまあね、私にとってすごく意味があったので、とても深かった。
People were praying because it wasn't a half an hour later, and my son texted me and said,
人々は祈ってくださったんですけど、30分後に私の息子はこのようにメッセージを送ってきました。
He found this little tiny engagement ring.
この婚約指輪を息子がこのところから見つけ出したって言うんですね。
In this.
この中から。
And I was kind of, I think God knew I needed it in that moment. You know, it's a little thing, but. Now every time I look at my hand and I only have an engagement ring, but I'm married. It's a reminder of God's
faithfulness.
So many things I tried to list, and my testimony would have gone on a really long time. But this really became a reality
to us.
We are assured and know that all things work together for good for those who love God and are called according to His design and purpose.
神を愛する者たち、つまりご計画に従って召された者たちには、万事が益となるように共に働くということを私たちは知っています。
The tornado is the reason I'm standing here today in Japan.
竜巻があったから今私はここに日本に来ています
。It's set in place a sequence of events.
もう竜巻があっていろんなことが起きて今私はここに。
That I couldn't have planned.
そうでなければここに。このような計画、日本にいるような計画はなかった。そして神様がここに導くようなことはなかったんです。
So many good things came from it.
もう竜巻を通して神様から多くの祝福を私はその後受けることができました。
And I can honestly say that I'm thankful.
今からなって本当に皆さんに正直にこの竜巻について感謝がって言ってきますね。
Even for the hard parts of what happened.
本当に大変だったことは確かです。
Because God was faithful.
でも私たちにとって神様はいつも忠実でお方でした。
And he gets all the glory out of the whole situation.
そして全ての状況の中で本当に私たちは神様に栄光そのように思います。感謝です。
Worship team comes up. Let's just close our eyes for a minute. I just want to ask you guys a question. Is it possible for you to believe that God is not real?
God is not real.
Is it possible after hearing what God has done in these three people's lives? Is it really possible for you to believe that God is not real?Because I just want to tell you one short thing today. He is. He's so real. God is realer than anything that you can see with your normal eyes.
He's
realer than all of your hurts. He's realer than all of your tears. He's realer than all of your loves and all of your joy. He's real. And He came for you. He came at Christmas and He was born for you.So if you don't know that God, He, not me, not Moss, not any of us, but He is inviting you. Daughter, son, I'm waiting for you. Come home to me this morning. Let's worship Him.
Thank you.
Thank you.